I don't, it's Sunday morning. You probably haven't even looked in the mirror, have you? Have you? I always think it's advisable not to look in the mirror after a certain Saturday nights. But you are what you wear, or you are how you choose to look. But there's a fine line, I think, between being too image conscious and how your appearance reflects and indeed describes who you are. Whichever way you fall on this, a bit of help, some well-informed opinion can be of assistance if you can stand to get it. It can be quite confronting. And that's why people like Tania Ellis are so important. She's an award-winning fashion and image stylist. And we'll get to the bottom of how far style goes before it becomes something of a, if you like, an imposition on the person. Tanya's on the line now. Good morning, Tanya.
Oh, good morning, Christopher. Thank you for speaking with me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. This is a hard one, isn't it? Because there is a lot of pressure on people, especially young women, to look a certain way. But you're not about that. You're not about looking like everybody else, are you? You're about the person, in a sense, realizing themselves.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I agree that fashion can often be very, it can be trivialized or deemed unimportant, but really it is important because every day, everyone, unless you're a full-time nudist, of course, gets up and gets dressed, and that what we put on actually reflects our personality.
Yes.
And it plays a big role in how we feel about ourselves and the confidence we bring to our everyday life, whether that be in our professional life or whether that just be in our personal life. So yeah, it's a really important thing. And trying to discover your own style can be quite difficult.
When you work with someone, do you take a fairly objective approach and say yellow goes with brown or this goes with that? Or do you need to discover something about them as well?
Yeah, look, there are no rules in fashion. That's the way I play it. And what I do, I always start off my sessions with a client with a deep consultation where I do a deep dive into their lifestyle, their beliefs, their body shape, and the style they're looking for. And really, I discover what it is they want to achieve out of the styling session. It's not about me creating a version of myself.
Yes.
Or creating something that you see in a magazine, because everyone is different. So it's a really individual process. And I do, as I say, that deep dive during that consultation to discover the person and what they want.
Yeah, you've got to be a bit of a psychologist, don't you? Because I presume a lot of people just simply don't like the way they look, or they're very self-conscious about themselves generally.
Yes, styling really is the psychology of fashion, because that's what it is. It's not. Yeah. It's actually not about the clothes. It's about the person and how it makes them feel.
Okay. Give me the, if you like, top three basic mistakes anybody can make about the way they look or dress.
Okay, the first thing is how they perceive themselves is the first thing. Often we look at ourselves, and we all do it. We look at ourselves and we say there is nothing that we like about ourselves. That's not the case, because when I actually really dive into people's lives, there is always something that we like about ourselves. So highlighting the things that we like about ourselves and disguising the things that we don't like, because we all have things we don't like, that's the important role we need to make. But by trying to disguise your entire body, that's the critical error people
make. Oh, really?
Straight away.
Yeah, as in baggy clothes and lots of black or something.
Definitely. I always say that adding lots of layers, it's like baking a cake. The more layers or the more stuff you add, the bigger it becomes.
Yeah.
So don't think that you're actually hiding those things by adding more layers. It doesn't necessarily work like that. It's about the illusion dressing and creating the illusion that you want by highlighting those things that you love.
Now, listen, I've noticed this in certain parts of the country. Melbourne's good this way. Black is very big. Black is in.
Yes.
How do you feel about black?
Black has definitely got its place,
yeah,
but it is very much a Melbourne thing by all means.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that it can be seen as something that you have to wear if you want to minimise your size. That's not always the case.
Really?
Again, it can be used if you want to, if your upper half is the part about yourself that you love, that's where you need to add the brightness, because that's the bit you want to show off. And then minimise the bottom half by putting on a darker colour.
Ah.
And that's where you're drawing the eye. It's all about drawing the eye to the bits that you love. And that can be done through colour and it can be done through shape.
How do you deal with people? Well, that's the first one. Keep going. Yes. Let's run down the list.
Yes. So the next thing that I think that people always make the mistake of is saying that they don't care when they actually do, because people do care and they get into their head that they don't care. And that's definitely a critical error, because deep down we all need to care about ourselves and how we are projecting, what we're projecting to the world.
How do you get around that, Tanya? Because that's not a matter of aesthetics, it's a matter of psychology.
Yes, it is. And that's where, through the style consultation and throughout the process, it's a matter of building up their confidence and seeing them. We do something called the mirror strategy, where we make a client look into the mirror and really see what other people are seeing, because often the way we perceive ourselves is very different to the way everyone else perceives
it. Yeah. Tanya, the one item of clothing that can give you a bit of an upgrade straight away, would the shoes be the main ones, do you think?
Shoes can definitely do that, because let's be honest, everyone, shoes are something that you can wear a shoe and it doesn't actually affect the size or the shape of your body. It can be something that you can draw the eye to and draw the eye away from the rest of your body. So a beautiful pair of bright shoes is great. And then I think also jackets are a very important thing, because a structured jacket or a jacket that suits your body shape perfectly can make a huge difference to how your shape looks and, once again, where that eye is being drawn.
Yeah, a good jacket. That we're talking about, if you can manage it, something bespoke, maybe a tailored jacket.
Yes, definitely. And that's where those key pieces, where you're better off investing in quality over quantity.
Really?
Not only is it better environmentally for us to invest in some quality pieces,
yep,
but it's just those quality pieces will last season after season. They're not a trend piece. They are a good quality piece that you will have in your wardrobe for a long time. And you can dress an outfit up, something very simple, you can dress up with a great jacket.
Now, look, you're married to an Australian farmer.
Yes, correct. Now, yes, used to have a cotton farm in New South Wales.
Oh, really?
So I've got a big, and grew up here on a grazing property, so I've got a big connection to the natural fibre and the whole process of fashion right to the end.
Now, is he a bit of a fashion plate? Do you like to get him up into, I mean, it's not just check shirts, is it?
No, definitely not. And that is so true, because it's very much something about loving check shirts. But my husband is somebody that actually chooses all his own fashion, and he has his own sense of style.
Oh.
So I do love that about him.
Right.
There is the odd occasion when he asks my advice, and I
give him
that advice. Yes, but he may be the one client that never listens, may I say.
Now, this is a suggestion or from a question from producer Kaya Clayton, because it is springtime. It is time
it
to
is.
Think, we're emerging from the doldrums of winter. Maybe there's been a little bit of kilogram damage done during lockdowns. You know, people are probably putting on a few extra kilos here and there. Do you have some basic budget ideas for that fashion spring refresh?
Yes, definitely. So we're seeing a lot of bright colours come through at the minute. So don't be afraid to embrace the bright colours, the beautiful bold blues and greens and bold orange and pink and so forth. Men and women, don't be afraid to embrace them, because it really does play a big role. Putting on a bright colour has been proven to actually lift your mood. And once again, play around with your proportions. So put the colour where in the bits of your body that you love.
I love
and
that.
Stick with your darker colours on the bits that you don't love.
I
and
get it.
It will make a big difference to how you're looking. And don't be afraid to highlight your waist and so forth. Don't get caught in the trap of having to layer up with lots and lots of items. That's not the
Forget
case.
The layering. I love that. Play with your proportions.
Yes, definitely. That's what you have to do.
Are you Go on. Are you a bit of a patterns person? Are you into patterns, or do they date?
No, patterns are something that do date, but patterns can also be wonderful. Again, look for proportion in patterns. So pattern placement is very important. Where is the pattern sitting? So if you're somebody who wants to reduce the size of your lower half, then you're not going to be looking to put something with a big bold print on it, because that's going to be drawing the eye to there and giving the illusion of being greater in that area. So patterns are very, personally, I don't wear a lot of pattern stuff, but I do love pattern stuff. And I do have a lot of clients that love to put patterns on. It's just all about the proportion again.
I'm talking, is it Tanya or Tanya? I better get it right.
It's Tanya.
Tanya, I beg your pardon, Tanya.
Yes, I'm talking fine.
I'm talking to Tanya Ellis, fashion and image stylist. I suppose, Tanya, everybody is a prospective client for you. Do you find that without even stopping, can you walk down a street somewhere and just sort of recoil in horror at about half of what you see? What's it like for you?
Well, it is a funny thing because really, if somebody is wearing something with confidence, that is the greatest style
confidence.
You can ever have. And
yep.
I notice it straight away. It's not a matter of the items you're wearing because style and trends are so broad at the minute that anyone can wear what they choose to wear. It's not wrong or right. It's whether or not they're wearing it with confidence. And you'll notice that confidence
it's
straight
amazing,
away.
Isn't it? Yeah. Transforms it. David Bowie, he could wear anything and he looked fabulous. Couldn't
yes,
he?
Yes, that's right.
Couldn't he?
And I think it 100% he definitely could. And that's it's how they carry it off.
Yeah.
And they can walk into any situation and never feel like they're overdressed or because they are wearing it with confidence. And I think that's the biggest thing for me when I say to somebody, if you're looking to engage a stylist, ask yourself the question, have you ever been afraid to attend an event or present something professionally at work because you don't feel confident about the way you look and you say, I have nothing to wear, I can't go to that? Because if that's the case, your style is holding back.
This is cutting too deep for me, Tanya. I'm starting to. I've got to tell you. You know, I've been about to, you know, maybe sometimes host events and you have that last minute look in the mirror before you leave and you go, oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, what am I doing? Anyway, this is getting personal.
Yes.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's right. And I'd ask you the question, Christopher, does that make you then feel like you won't be able to perform at your best because you're feeling a bit self-conscious?
It's a long fight back, I'm telling you.
There it is. Yes, that's
Thank
right.
Thank God for radio. All right, Tanya, this has been fascinating. Our regards to your husband.
Yes.
And I hope he's looking great today, and you too. And there are many more discussions along this line. I do hope we get a chance to talk again in the future.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Christopher.
Pleasure, Tanya. Thank you. Bye-bye.